Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Gimel, Baba Metzia 103a, pagination is 205, starting from the Mishnah, just below midway on the page. Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveira V'Nofal. A person rented a house to his friend, and it fell, it collapsed. So the person can no longer live there. But he was promised a house. Chayiv lahamid lo bayis. The landlord is obligated to give him a house to live in because he told him he's renting him a house. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yud Beis, Sif Yud Zayin, this case is expanded upon to identify exactly what the deal was and what the obligation will be. And what we find is that the way the deal is articulated can make a tremendous difference in what the obligation is. If, for example, the landlord would have said, "Bayis zeh, this house I'm renting to you," the halacha is that if this house falls in, then he's not obligated to give him a house. And even if he rebuilds this house, it's not the same house, and the renter has no rights to it. And that's the term, bayis zeh, this house. As long as this house exists, you can have it. If this house no longer exists, it's gone. It's over. Another possibility is that he just says, bayis, I'm going to give you a house. I'm renting you a location. In which case, he's obligated to indeed give him another location, but he did not describe the terms, the size, how nice it is, etc. Those things weren't discussed. And then there's a situation where the person says, bayis kaze, ani master loch, a house like this one I'm renting to you. And in that case, the Mishnah tells us that he's not allowed to make the new house different than the old house. He has the same obligations, and he would indeed have to give him, like he said, bayis kaze, a house like this. And therefore, it's not linked to this particular house. It becomes a value. He's got to give him, bayis kaze, a house like it. Take a look at the last lines of the Gemara in this perek, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 10 lines. At the end of a line, Ela ki asa ravin amar reish lakish, the answer was given, the omale, that he told him, bayis kaze ani maskir loch, I'm giving you a house like this one. Va'akati mai lememra, asks the Gemara. And what's the chiddush? Of course, you have to give him a house like this. Lo tzricha, the case was considered a major ruling because dekoy aguda denahara, the house that he was granting as the description was a riverfront property. Mahu detema, I would have thought, mai kaze dekoy aguda denahara, when he says a house like this, he meant its most notable feature, that it's on the riverfront. Kamash malon, it comes to tell us that when he said bayis kaze, he really locked in to all the specs of this house, and that's the type of house that he would have to give him. What emerges in a very significant way is that while there is a concept of mineg hamakom, whatever the local custom is, as we'll see in a moment, but what is articulated by the people carries tremendous weight. Even if it wasn't stated as a condition per se, but we have to listen to what they're saying and what it is that they're formulating their deal on. Let's begin the new perek. Hamakabel soda mechaveru, a person who accepts a field from his friend according to a deal. The deals typically were either a standard rate for the year or a percentage of what is produced. Makom shanoago liktzar yiktzar, laakar yaakar, lachrosh achrov yachrosh. The person has to perform on this field according to the normal procedure of that region. If he simply cuts the grain, so then that's what happens. If he has to uproot with the roots at the end of the season, that's what he has to do. If they plow, then that's what he has to do in order to ready, even if that's done at the end of the season in preparation for the new season. Hakol kaminig hamedina, he has to follow the customs of the area. Let's move on to Amud Beis, about a third of the way down. The first word on the line is lay, and then a two dots, and then we begin. Hakol kaminig hamedina, we follow the local custom. Hakol la'asuye mai, what does this come to include? La'asuye hadatan rabbanan, we're going to give you a case where there's a minhag, there's a local custom, but there's certain indicators that would say that perhaps we're deviating from that local custom, and obviously the conclusion is that the Mishnah is ruling in such a case, we follow the minhag. Here's the case. Makom shenoago lahaskir ilanos agabe karka, in a place where it's customary to rent the trees together with the land. Apparently, they had land that had trees on it, but plenty of space between the trees, so it was possible to do planting as well. So this person went in, primary objective was to plant, but he is claiming that he's entitled to the fruit of the tree as well. So it's a place where the trees were included in such deals. Once you're there for the fruit, for the produce, for the grain, so you're going to be able to take, harvest the trees as well. It was part of the deal. So then, maskirim, it's considered included. Makom shel noagu lahaskir, in a place where the trees were not included and they were harvested separately by the owner of the land, in maskirim, then they're not included in the deal of the planting of grain. So the Gemara asks quite predictably, Makom shenagu lahaskir maskirin, in the place where it's customary to grant the trees as part of the rental, then it's considered included. Pshita, of course, if that's the custom. Lo tzricha, the Gemara says, we're talking that their case, it's a case where there are indicators against the minig. Dechule yamo yavi betilsa, because everybody else does a 1-to-3 deal. Or perhaps easier to appreciate, let's call it a 3-to-1 deal, where the oris gets 3, and for every 3 that this sharecropper gets, he gives 1 to the landowner. That's the normal rate, and that's considered a pretty decent rate. You get 3, and the landowner gets 1. Va'ozal iu v'yave b'riva, and they made a deal that for every 4 that the oris gets, then the landowner gets 1. Ma'u detema, I would have thought, the omalei hai debatsri loch, that the homeowner, the landowner, can say, the reason that I'm getting less is adaito de lo yahivno loch be'ilanos. It's because I was expecting not to give you the trees. Again, most cases he gets, after the oris gets 3, the landowner gets 1. Over here, the oris has to get 4 before he gets 1. So I would think that even though normally the artist gets the trees, in this case, the landowner took a worse deal because he's not giving you the trees and he's keeping the trees for himself. Kamash Malon, it comes to teach you that if there is a minig, you would have to explain that that's why you're giving him a good deal. You can't deviate from the minig unless you articulate it. And we see again how significant the exact articulation is. Deals are not just deals. A house is not just a house. A house could be a house, or a house like this house, or a house, this house. It's not simple. And likewise, these deals of the sharecropper, what happens with the tree? We have to know the minig, and the fact that he had a different rate isn't going to change it, and the same is in the reverse. Makom shenagu shelo lahaskir ein maskirin, a place where the trees are not included, then they're not included. Pshita, obviously, if they're not included, they're not included. Lo tzricha d'chulei yama mekabli b'riva, because most people give the sharecropper four, and then they give the homeowner one. And he agrees that he only takes three before he gives the homeowner one. I would think, the reason I'm giving you more, I'm giving you an earlier bundle each time. I thought you were going to let me keep the trees. The sharecropper says, Kamash malandi ibayla lefrushele. Again, there's a minig. If you'd articulate, you could go against the minig. You can make whatever deal you need to make. But if you didn't say it, then the minig stands. Had you said it, what you articulate would indeed be very significant. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.